Navy wanted to hear my story. They said I owed it to the dead to tell them the truth. I told them where to stick the truth. I'm the last one who knows what killed the men aboard that submarine. Who knows? It was a suicide mission. But I'll burn in hell before I tell the murderers who sent us there.
That's why we've come here all the way from Washington, sailor. To hear your story. To make sure that justice is served. You said that after your outburst, the XO Johansson locked you up with your captain.
Johansson did what he had to. That's war. Some are sacrificed so that others can live.
You've got to get us out of here!
But when that door shut, I knew my life, all our lives had just been sacrificed.
Johansson! Open this door! Open this door! Johansson!
For the first time, we saw the enemy that was killing us. Slow, painful death. And I prayed one of the Japanese death charges would finish the job.
You called this thing the enemy. You're saying it was an entity of some sort?
The Navy says we were sent to recover an A-bomb. That's why we got all these burns. Give me a freaking break. Whatever it was, we were sent to guard it.
This was what exposed the crew to radiation?
Before it slithered away. Back to where it came from. Back into the sea. Back into who knows what. That thing is still down there. The Navy will deny it. But you've got to make sure the truth gets out. I can trust you to do that, can't I, Mr. Mulder?
You can trust all of us.
Skinner, he was brought in with a gunshot wound.
Agent Scully.
Agent Fuller.
This is Agent Kaleka. We got the call from the D.C. police.
How bad is he?
We don't know. He's been in surgery.
What happened?
It looks like some hothead drew a gun in a coffee shop. Skinner happened to be in the way.
What do you have on the shooter?
We have a description from the waitress. A handgun was recovered in the parking lot, unregistered, no prints. Our guy's got two parcels off the cash register.
Hair and fiber?
This just happened a few hours ago.
This is the assistant director who's been shot. We have to make all resources available. Excuse me. How is he?
He came out of the surgery all right, but he's still in a lot of pain.
When we get there.
I want to make sure we get there together. Give it to me. What's CI mean?
When we get there.
How's he doing?
He's on steady Demerol. He's in and out. I thought I asked for guards to be posted outside.
We put in a request with the DC police.
This wasn't a random shooting. I want guards posted here, and I want them here now.
I think it's a matter of pulling men off something else.
I've heard the excuses. I don't care if you and Agent Kaleka have to stand out in the hallway yourselves. This man has to be protected. Okay?
Followed. The dark sedan with its lights off. It was parked on the shoulder about half a mile back. Speed up. Speed up.
Where's the digital tape?
I don't have it.
Something I knew you'd want to see ASAP.
On the shooter?
Yeah. The partial prints we pulled from the cash register didn't add up to anything. But we found saliva on Skinner's shirt that wasn't his. This is an analysis of the secretors and other hemofactors.
Which tells us we're looking for a male, probably in his 40s, with blood type B positive. Well, we already know all that from the waitress's description.
There's more. We were able to chromosome stain some of the hair fibers we picked up last night.
We still gotta find the guy before we can get a match.
Yeah, they'll run his indicators against all suspects arrested in the D.C. area in the last couple years.
It takes too much time. You know what? Run it anyway. Can I borrow this for a little while?
Go ahead.
We picked them up last night. The burns you're looking at are somatic, caused by close proximity radiation exposure. Same as the French sailors aboard that salvage ship. Identical.
What's the prognosis?
It's just a matter of time. This kind of absorption will have a rapid effect on cellular activity, giving rise to the onset of massive and malignant cancers.
Has anyone been in to see these men?
No, your orders were to isolate them. But I think we should get a specialist in here because, frankly, I've never seen anything like this before.
I have.
And you know what caused this?
Have the bodies destroyed.
But, sir, these men aren't dead yet.
Isn't that the prognosis?
Guess I'm not dead.
What happened?
Maybe you could tell me.
State police found you unconscious. You were strapped in the passenger seat of a rental car that had been driven into a ditch.
We were run off the road by two men.
Who's we?
Krychek.
Krychek?
He was in Hong Kong. He's got the digital tape. He's been selling information.
Is that what the men wanted?
They ordered him out of the car. I thought they were going to kill him. I thought they were going to kill us both. And then there was this bright flash. That's all I remember.
That may not be the best time to tell you, but you're not the only one in the hospital. Skinner's been shot.
What's his condition?
A bullet perforated his small intestine. The doctor seems to think he'll be fine.
Who shot him?
I'm not sure. I have an idea.
What are those?
PCR results. This one belongs to the man who shot Skinner.
Yeah, who's this one belong to?
The man who shot Melissa.
You may all be wondering why I've called you here on such short notice. We've received disturbing reports from our intelligence sources. A French salvage vessel came into San Diego, its crew all dying of radiation exposure. Its last given position was the site where we recovered the UFO.
How could they have got information about that location?
We haven't been able to determine that. The French government has denied any involvement.
Well, they got those coordinates somehow.
It seems we have an information leak, gentlemen.
Has our associate in Washington looked into this?
Apparently he has responded to the situation in a way that I don't think any of us would have anticipated.
How do you mean?
I don't have all the details yet, but I've asked him to come here and explain it himself.
Feeling
like someone's been inside my stomach with decorite. What have you turned up on the shooter?
We've determined that the man who shot you is the same man who shot my sister.
I bet you had to work to get that, huh?
Yes, I did. You don't seem surprised.
Three men came to see me a few days ago. They warned me about pursuing your sister's murder investigation.
Do you realize what you're saying, sir?
I'm not advancing any conspiracy theory here, Scully.
You're saying that they closed down my sister's case not because of lack of evidence, but because they didn't want us to catch the killer.
You should be very careful about the accusations that you make.
The man who shot you. You said that you'd seen him before.
Several months ago, he was one of the men who attacked me in the stairwell. With Krycek.
He was working with Krycek.
They're the ones who stole the digital tape from me.
Damn it! Krycek, Mulder had him.
Listen to me. Anger is a luxury that you cannot afford right now. If you're angry, you're gonna make a mistake. And these people will take advantage of that. You've seen how they operate.
I'll be okay.
Scully. If you can't keep your head, it's all right to step away.
That's exactly what they want. Addendum to case number 621517. In the absence of any official response to my request to have my sister's case reopened, I am now petitioning to devote full Bureau resources to the search for Alex Krycek. Since Agent Mulder's release from the hospital, we have had no success locating Krycek or the two men he described as his abductors. Personally, I believe Krycek is the key to identifying the larger forces behind the crime we are investigating. He alone can name the man who shot my sister and explain the strange radiation deaths aboard the French salvage vessel.
It looked great on me in the store.
What's it doing here?
I had it flown in from San Diego as evidence.
Evidence of what?
The suit was covered in a thin film of oil, as was the French diver when I found him lying delirious on his kitchen floor.
What kind of oil?
Well, from the reports I'm getting, it's the same substance that was found on the French diver's wife when she was discovered on the floor of a Hong Kong airport bathroom a few days ago. According to the analysis, it's 50-weight diesel oil, Scully. That's the same oil that was used on World War II submarines and on P-51 Mustangs, for that matter.
I don't understand.
This oil is not only 50 years old, Scully, but its composition has been altered by exposure to radiation.
I still don't understand. How did this get onto the diver and then onto the diver's wife?
I don't think this is just ordinary diesel oil, Scully. I think it's a medium. A medium being used by some kind of alien creature that uses it to body jump.
So you're saying that this stuff has intelligence?
I think that it came off of whatever they pulled from the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. It's been waiting down there for 50 years for another host, another body to bring it up to the surface.
Waiting to jump into the diver and then into the diver's wife.
And then to Krycek.
Krycek?
I think that Mrs. Gauthier went to Hong Kong under the control of this thing to find Krycek. I know how it sounds.
Is anybody not looking for Krycek?
No, but I think the $64,000 question is, what is this thing looking for? You know, now that it's in Krycek, what does it want?
Nothing to it.
You should call upon our services more often.
We show talent for these G-men activities.
You mean if I want somebody whacked on the knee with a lead pipe?
Only if you want the job done right. gone.
I've been expecting you.
Put that down.
I have what you want. Wait.
There was a weather delay on the shuttle from Washington.
You had business there?
Yes. You may have already heard.
We've heard you acted on your own and moved the salvage UFO to another location.
These new attempts to recover it have increased our need for security.
Who else is looking for it?
In the event, I moved it as a safeguard.
Somebody better damn well find out how the French even knew where to look for it.
I can assure you it'll be absolutely inaccessible now.
Why not bring it to Nevada, like the others?
Leaks in security and a heightened public interest have made the base of Nevada unviable. Is this why I was called here?
No. We'd like an explanation about this business with the assistant director of the Bureau, Skinner.
Random shooting, for all I know.
They have a waitress who's given a description of the shooter. They released a composite of his face to the press. One of yours, isn't he?
I don't know what to tell you. If he did, he acted on his own.
Good Lord.
This is a very serious exposure for us.
I'll take care of it.
My advice to you, sir, is to understand the priorities here. Get this shooter out of the country as quickly as possible. If the assistant director IDs him, our well-placed operatives won't be able to stand in the way of an arrest, compromising beyond repair the secrecy of our work and the security, as you so arrogantly assert, of our project's future.
It'll be handled.
I've got something here. Writing. Somebody wrote on top of the package and left an impression.
Let me see that.
Your guys at the FBI turned a major serial murderer with a vestigial pen impression.
It does look like something.
Your side crime guys at the Bureau have a laser there that can measure any change in a surface down to a few nanometers.
Actually, they can lift a perfect impression using magnetic toner and a sheet of mylar. An electrostatic device is applied to the specimen and renders the information by drawing the toner from the indentations to the mylar surface.
Actually, it's a phone number, New York City area code 555-1012.
I don't drop that. That's a finely calibrated piece of investigative equipment. I gotta make a phone call.
I'll be damned. Yes.
No, this is a private line. You must have misdialed. No, there's no one here to take your call. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Please hold on.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Who gave you this number?
You probably know him. A man named Krychek.
Alex Krychek.
Yeah, nice guy. Killed my father. You wouldn't happen to know where he is, do you?
It's Mr. Mulder, isn't it?
So nice of you to remember.
Mr. Mulder, can we meet somewhere?
Oh, I would love to.
Give your phone number to my assistant. He'll call you back in 5 minutes. Tell him I'll meet him in 3 hours in Central Park.
near the lighted walkway off 79th, near the reservoir. When you hang up, have this number disconnected.
Well, we got a name to go with a face.
Beautiful.
His name is Luis Cardinal, native of Nicaragua, School of the Americas alumni, career mercenary. Apparently he impressed a lot of people with his marksmanship during the Iran-Contra deal.
I'll bet.
That's actually the good news.
What do you mean? He entered the country without a visa or papers, as far as we can tell. We can't find anything on him. Address, phone number, financials, nothing.
Does he have an alias?
Several. None checked out either. In all likelihood, this guy's already out of the country. Damn it.
I think they can just get away with it.
I wish I could tell you otherwise.
Keep looking for him.
We've pretty much exhausted our avenues.
What's it gonna take?
At this point? Other than a sign from God?
I've seen stranger things, believe me.
I believe she has.
Trust we're alone.
We're all alone in New York City, sir.
You're looking for Alex Krycek.
To kill him. In revenge.
What makes you think we haven't done that already?
What for?
Tell me what you know, and I'll consider giving you Krycek.
Now, you answer a few questions for me first, like what was pulled off the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
It was a UFO. A so-called Foo Fighter, downed by American fighter pilots in the Second World War.
Left there until now?
There were salvage attempts. A U.S. sub was sent in 50 years ago, but there were complications.
Almost the entire crew died.
Yeah. It's still a mystery.
A mystery to whom?
The cover story said it was the third A-bomb bound for Japan. But the truth is, no one knows what killed that crew.
I know.
Do you know?
You give me Krycek and I'll tell you.
Mr. Mulder, I've given you so much this evening. You've offered me next to nothing in return.
You haven't told me anything I didn't already know.
I'm curious. If you've encountered Krycek, why didn't you kill him then?
Here's the tape.
Ah, yeah. The tape.
The tape he's been selling those secrets off. You don't know where he is either, do you? You're looking for him, too.
Mr. Mulder, anyone can be gotten to. Certainly you've no doubt of that. Mr. Mulder.
Scully.
Scully, it's me. Those two guards you had posted outside Skinner's room, are they still there?
They should be. Why?
I want you to get down there and double check for me, okay?
I got it covered, Mulder.
Just get down there and check, okay?
Nurse, what happened to the guards who are outside this room?
They've left.
Where did they go? What happened to the man who was in this room?
Mr. Skinner's no longer a patient here.
Where is he?
Well, the orderlies were here a few moments ago and they took him away.
Where did they take him?
To another hospital. And the ambulance must have just left.
I'm with the FBI. Are you transporting a Walter Skinner?
Yeah. Is there something wrong?
No, everything's fine. I'm just going to ride with you the rest of the way, okay?
Patient Scully, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to make sure you got where you were going safely.
Don't kill me.
You shot my sister!
Please, I can tell you.
Tell me!
I can tell you.
Tell me!
I can tell you what you want. You want Krejci. I can tell you where he is. Please. Please don't shoot me.
Mulder, it's me. Where are you?
I'm at the airport in New York.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for my rental car agreement.
What are you doing in New York?
I'll tell you when I see you.
Mulder, your instincts are right about Skinner. We just arrested a man for what looks like attempted murder.
Who?
It's him, Mulder. The man who shot my sister.
I'm Scully.
Mulder, listen to me. He says he knows where Krejci is. I don't know if this makes any sense to you. But he says that he's headed towards an abandoned missile site somewhere in North Dakota.
I want you to meet me at the D.C. airport in an hour. I want you to get 2 tickets on the first flight to North Dakota.
What's in North Dakota?
A salvaged UFO.
With concrete in accord with the disarmament treaty when the base was decommissioned.
I didn't sign any disarmament treaty.
The concrete.
Apparently nobody else signed that treaty either.
One down, 199 silos to go. for miles.
He's here.
Let him here, didn't you?
Nothing here but holes in the ground, Mr. Mulder.
But why are you here? Why all these men?
I don't owe you any answers.
The UFO's here. That's what Krycek's after, isn't it?
Krycek? Alex Krycek disappeared 5 months ago.
We saw bodies in there. Men with radiation burns!
We saw nothing.
Won't get away with this. You can't bury the truth.
Take these away.
Agent Mulder.
Sir. I didn't expect you back to work for a few weeks.
I was leaving for ages, Scully. There's something I wanted to talk to him about. Thank you.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to thank you for everything you did.
You mean getting shot in the gut?
You got shot because you stood up to these people.
I think you're proceeding from a mistaken impression. What I did because it's my job.
From what I understand, you put your job and your life on the line for Scully.
This isn't my crusade, Agent Mulder. A woman was murdered. I mistakenly thought that we could bring the man who committed that crime to justice.
What do you mean, mistakenly?
That's what I need to talk to Scully about.
Thank you.
was just thinking about something that a man said to me. That the dead speak to us from beyond the grave. That's what conscience is.
It's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
You know, I thought when we found him, this man that killed Melissa, that when we brought him to justice, I would feel some kind of closure. But the truth has no court. No punishment is ever enough.
I came here to tell you something, Scott. There may be some justice, just not the kind you're looking for.
What are you talking about?
They found this man, Luis Cardinal, dead in his cell.
How?
They made it look like a suicide. The men he worked for couldn't take the chance that he'd point his finger at them.
What about Krycek?
Oh, he was there. I know that.
You think they got to him, too?
I don't know. But if they haven't, they will. I doubt it'll weigh on their consciences, though.
I think the dead are speaking to us, Mulder. Demanding justice. Maybe that man was right. Maybe we bury the dead alive.
This.